Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3. We are live here on Nigeria Info on a Monday morning, December 19, 2022. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Nice to meet you. How are you today? You're gearing up? Your office is closing down this week, Avi. No, not closing down. I mean, going on holiday. And if yours shut your doors last week, that's fine, that's okay, and that means you're on holiday. For those who are shutting down for the year this week, it's fine, it's good as well. Now those, some will not shut down, they will only go for holiday for 2 days, then come back and work for another 3 days and go on holiday for another 2 days, that kind of thing. Whatever it is, we know one thing that is common is that we are in the Yuletide season, and please celebrate moderately. Be very security conscious. Don't go to any place that you're not familiar with in the night. Always, always be very, very conscious of the environment. Always very conscious. If you go on public buses, take necessary precautions. Make sure you don't leave your wherever late into the night that you're going back home in public transport system. Please, you need to be extremely, extremely careful at this time and at all times as well, as a matter of fact. 6 minutes past the hour. Good morning to you. Today and this week, all through the end of the year, we'll be doing a lot of giveaways on our shows, just to, you know, say compliment of the season to you out there. So on the show today, I'm giving out 20,000 naira on the show this morning. I'll give that 20,000 naira to four people. That's 5K each. And that's coming up at the other side of the hour, right? And I'll let you know what you need to do. In fact, let me just say, you don't have to do anything to get that 20K. I just feel like giving, you know, that money out, right? Don't worry, no quiz, no question, nothing. You know, just call me up and you get the 20K, right? Okay, and we're going to do it this way. Two male callers, two female callers. That's what we're going to do, right? So, best of luck, best of luck, best of luck. Now, let's get back to our conversation from 5 a.m. Patriotism and loyalty. What does it mean to you, loyalty? What does it mean to you, patriotism? I mean, look, can you buy loyalty? Can you buy patriotism? Do you need to be bought for you to be loyal to somebody? But for patriotism, you don't need to be bought, or you still need to be bought. Like I said in the morning, we're going to have this for 3 days. Tomorrow, I'm just going to ask you direct question. Are you a patriot? That's for tomorrow. But for today, let's talk loyalty, patriotism. All right, Lagos, are you good to go? I'm good to go. The telephone lines 01277-0993, 01277-1993, and 01277-2993. You can also call 01277-3993. For female callers, the telephone line is 01465-7190. For female callers only, it's 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 0859-795-8005. That's 0809-597-5805. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. And remember, we're not doing giveaways right now. That will be on the other side of the hour. That's after the break. That's when we're doing the giveaway, all right? Let's get started. Please turn off your radio if you're calling me. It's very, very important. Good morning to you. I think we lost that call. Let's take another call. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, morning to you.
My name is Mrs. Oni. Oni.
Mrs. Oni, welcome. Talk to me. Loyalty, patriotism. Mrs. Oni is not ready to talk to me. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yes. My name is Folani Olawale.
You're welcome.
We're talking about patriotism.
Right.
Okay, so about patriotism for me, it's showing interest in your country, defending your interest, and then hoping for the best.
Do you need an incentive to be a patriot?
If I need an incentive to be a patriot.
Right. Do you need your country to be good to you? Do you need to benefit? Do you need to gain from the country before you can say, I'm a patriotic citizen?
No, I don't need an incentive from my country to be a patriot.
Okay.
Because it is basic. First of all, if you notice, a couple of people have had scholarships. Hello?
That's right. Alale, go on.
A couple of people have had scholarships. The likes like the former NAFDAC the woman.
Dora Akunyili.
Yes, Dora Akunyili.
Right.
Yes, so she's classified as being somebody who has benefited. That one is circumstantial. That one's by merit.
Right.
So it's not a yardstick that, oh, my country must do for me before I do for my country. Just like the saying goes that, what can your country do for you? I don't think you need to be, your country needs to do something for you
right.
before you gain from your country.
Right. All right, thanks for calling me, though. Appreciate it. Let's jump on another call. Good morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Mercy.
Welcome, Mercy.
Okay, well, I think, to be loyal, one, I've got to do something for somebody in order for that person to owe that person loyalty.
Right.
But on the other side, patriotism, it's from within. So we see the likes of Nnamdi Azikiwe, Obafemi Awolowo, and Abiola, and the rest of them,
right.
Ahmadu Bello.
Right.
They are the ones that we can see as being patriotic because they understood what it means to suffer when you have things. And then, they fought because they wanted a good Nigeria.
Right.
So that's being patriotic. But these days, I don't know.
So for the patriot, for being a patriot now, like, you don't need the country to do anything for you.
No, you just have to have this genuine love.
Even if you are homeless, even if you're being treated fairly, like you think you can still have.
That's the reason why I said that's if you bring that, then you're not talking about patriotism again. You're talking about loyalty.
Right.
But your country have to care for you. Then in return, you'll be loyal to the country. But if on the other side, you just love the country and want to see it being good. Just like the late last man standing among the men that fought for Nigeria. You could hear it in his last words before he died that he wanted the country to be good and telling the youth to look very well and all of that.
Right.
And his experience shows that he was not looking for what he'll get.
Right.
He was just looking after what the looking out for the good of the masses. So that's what patriotism is for me.
Merci, thank you for calling me. Merci beaucoup. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Morning.
Hello.
Morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Chuks calling from Lagos.
Good to have you. Let's talk, please.
Patriotism is a little bit different from where else. Patriotism is a willingness to defend or to do something devotionally to your own country.
The willingness to defend devotionally to one's own country.
It's just willingness.
Okay.
You don't have the mind for anybody to tell you what to do. It's just ingrained in you and you carry it out. But loyalty is a quality or a thing.
Paul, I'm really sorry. The quality of your call isn't too clear, but I think I got your point. I got your point. Like, you know, patriotism is it transcends loyalty. It's nothing can change your mind, your outlook, your belief, your trust in that thing that in that country. Like, you're a patriot, you're a patriot. You're willing to even pay the ultimate sacrifice for it. I get your point, Paul. But the quality of that call, it's not really good. But thanks for calling me, though. Appreciate it. Morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Ahigbe on the line.
You're welcome.
As regards to patriotism,
yes, ma'am.
What you give is what you have. If you don't respect nature, you are not patronizing nature. If you don't respect the creator of nature, you are not respecting the hem of her tear. So if the background of your home doesn't have law, can you keep to the law that you do not know?
Is that loyalty you're talking about or patriotism?
Yes, that is part of loyalty.
Loyalty.
What you see is what you have.
Okay, loyalty.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, your home needs to be good to you before you can be loyal to the home. How about patriotism, though? Egbe, thanks for calling. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
This is Martin from Ojo.
Let's talk. Please turn over the radio quickly. Please do that. Thank you.
Loyalty is simply seeing what is obtainable in your domain.
Yeah.
That it is in order.
Yeah.
Then you give your all to it. While patriotism, in the other hand, is you trying to contribute your own quota.
Okay.
To the domain where you are, so that the domain will give back to you.
Okay. Patriotism means that you give so that you can get.
Yes.
But loyalty means you give without expecting anything.
That is it.
You don't think you're mixing the two?
I know.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to be sure. Yeah, there. That's okay. That's everything you've got for me.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Let's talk.
Patriotism to me is looking at the future of your country. You know, I got talking with someone for the past 5 days now, and he has opened my eyes to so many things. See, during the COVID-19.
Yeah.
When I saw some children just going around anyhow, I decided to organize a free lesson. This is somebody that I've not collected money for 7 months. And I was there. Because I look at it that when I when this thing is coming back to me, you know why? Because there'll be a day I'll become a granny. And these children that we are not teaching will be the one that will now come and teach our grandchildren. So being patriotic is just giving all you have and be looking at the future of your country in the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years. To me, that's patriotic.
All right. Patriotism to you means sacrifice, right? Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Vitalis.
Mr. Vitalis, welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. I see it this way.
Okay.
Loyalty is the foundation for patriotism.
Okay.
When you are loyal to the country, you obey all the laws, follow it with dedication. Then patriotism naturally comes in. You are patriotism in terms of devotion is built on the foundation of loyalty. Because if you are not loyal to the country, if you are not dedicated to the country, your patriotism will not have a good foundation.
So is it possible that, I mean, you may not be loyal to the country, but you're loyal to somebody in government, but then for the country you are a patriot? Is that a workable arrangement?
It's not a workable arrangement.
Okay.
You must be loyal to the country.
Okay.
Because it is that loyalty that builds the foundation of patriotism. Because when you are loyal, it will now spur you to rededicate yourself, to re-prepare yourself, you know, to what will come and what you are going to put in with all your heart.
So let's look at the price tag conversation on loyalty and patriotism. Which of these two would you say has a price tag, or you're saying that there's no price tag attached to the two?
Listen, there is no price tag attached to loyalty and patriotism, because it is a personal decision, an inbuilt decision that will not be shaken by any event. You are ready to go the hurdle,
right?
The total hurdle,
right?
You know?
Right. I get you now.
Even paying the
ultimate price. I get you now. Like, I mean, Mr. Vitalis, thank you so much for sharing your thought. He said, you know, loyalty cannot be bought. Patriotism cannot be bought, right? Okay. Nigerians in the diaspora who have been citizens of another nation, okay, let's leave loyalty out of their own situation. Let's look at patriotism now. How would you describe your own status when it comes to patriotism. Are you a patriot of where you are a citizen, or you are a patriot of your country of origin, your country of birth, maybe, or your ancestral home, because some people are actually born elsewhere. And that's just a question to those in the diaspora, though, because I feel that this conversation can be expanded to, you know, whatever length I want it to go, right? But if you're in the diaspora and you're listening right now, it'll be nice to hear from you. Our Skype ID is Nigeria Info FM. That's right. Think about it first. Now you call me Nigeria Info FM. I mean, you could be, it's possible that you're, I mean, the question of loyalty, there may not be question as regards loyalty. You're probably just loyal to, you know, what, which country put food on your table. But for patriotism, I mean, what position are you as regards that? Right. Okay. I'm going to go to WhatsApp now. Let's go take some thoughts off of WhatsApp, right? Patriotism to me is doing what is right now and always. Doing the right thing is patriotism to me. Loyalty is earned. Which means that he said loyalty has a price tag. He didn't leave me with your name, but thank you for sharing though. Appreciate it. Let me take another one very quickly now. Okay. It's a long one. Quite a long one. On patriotism, he says, it is a feeling of pride, devotion, and attachment to a homeland, as well as a feeling of attachment to other patriotic citizens. The feeling of attachment may be further bound up in factors like race or ethnicity, culture, religious beliefs, or history. However, patriotism, like many well-intentioned things, can be harmful when taken to an extreme. And it says, loyalty means being consistent in your treatment, behavior, and regard for another. It's important to be reliable and dependable, someone who can be counted on to show up. It involves consistently treating the other person with kindness, fairness, and generosity of spirit. Tony from Alimosho, you know, put that out there. Tony, thank you for sharing. All right, let's take one more from WhatsApp. Then we go to our live stream. Adegoke from Lekki says, patriotism is simply patronizing something or some people because you love and believe in that thing or in those people. Loyalty is a strong decision one makes to be loyal to people or a country for either selfish or personal reasons. Oh. Wow. Okay. I'm going to head to our live stream right now. Twitter, I'm coming. I'll be there in a moment. I'll be there. Let's go to Facebook live stream. Adeshakindo says, the country does not deserve my patriotism and loyalty. Nigeria has taken a lot from me and I got nothing in return, but I hope for a Nigeria that's worth dying for in the future. That's Adeshakindo who put that across on our live stream on Facebook. Interesting stuff. Let's go to Twitter now, right? Joy for you on Twitter says, patriotism and loyalty mean one of the same thing. Devotion, commitment, and strong support. Only that patriotism is a word for loyalty to one's country. That's joy for you. And joy forever. That's another person. Joy for you, joy forever. Joy forever says, patriotism is supporting your nation, whether it is working for you or not. But like John F. Kennedy said, think of your country first. Loyalty is based on what someone gets. People are loyal to wrong causes. That's joy forever on that one. Let's take two more from Twitter. Stephen Osadumi says, loyalty is largely dependent on benefit derived from a relationship, country to citizen, employer to employee, colleague to colleague. It happens where benefit lies, irrespective of what is considered good or bad, as long as there is a benefit derived. That's what loyalty means for Stephen. Stephen, thank you for sharing that. He says loyalty has a price tag. That's just it. Once you give somebody something, the person is loyal. Oh boy. Okay. Can I squeeze in one more? Let's do one more call before we head out. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
You're who?
My name is Joseph.
Joseph. Okay, I thought I heard Aminu or something.
No.
Okay, go on.
Yes, sir. For me, I just believe that ordinarily, it should be without expecting anything from the people.
Which one now? Loyalty or patriotism?
Patriotism.
Okay.
It should be without expecting anything. It should be a sacrifice. It should be you giving your all to defend your country.
Right.
Your country first before anything. That is the way it should be. But then, in turn, there is no way. It's just like someone working without salary.
Okay.
Someone will say to you, is it your job or your salary? And you, after working, you talk about your salary and says, why are you always talking about your salary? But you've been working. There is no patriotism you give him. No amount of patriotism you give. When Nnamdi Azikiwe, like someone cited, after everything they did, he was the country compensating him with the first president of the nation. He didn't go unnoticed. So when you give him patriotism, there must be something also from your country. There must be something also from your country. You must expect that the patriotism which you have shown must also reflect in the country. You can't just give it all, sacrifice your blood and everything to defend your country without your country honoring you.
So
the soldiers who defends the country after their service.
So you've ended up confusing me, right? Instead of convincing me. First you said that there's no price tag, and you're saying now that the country must give you something, a reward in return.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, no price tag from you. Like, you shouldn't be expecting anything.
But you're saying now that the country must give you something back.
The country on its own is like helping someone without expecting anything. But the person on its own calls you back to say...
What if the person does not call you... What if the person does not call you back?
It brings us back to the first thing that...
Let's go to break. Welcome back to the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8:50 from our studios this morning. We really have to start to pack our bags. But let me take a few calls. Let me take a few calls and talk more about loyalty and patriotism. Tomorrow we're talking about whether you think you are a patriot or not. Now, nobody is going to judge anybody. I just want to know why you think you're not a patriot or why you think you're a patriot, right? All right, so let's get started for today. That one is for tomorrow, okay? Good morning to you. Oh, I'm so sorry. Morning, what's your name?
Josephine.
Yes? Okay, Josephine, let me hear you. What do you think? Josephine. I'm sorry, something is not too right. I'm having some really disturbing sound. Okay, I think it's gone now. I think so. Hopefully it's gone. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Sam EU.
Sam EU. Oh no, what's going
Sam
on?
Sam EU.
Okay. I'm really, 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 really sorry. I'm going to try again. Let me try again. Let me try again. Good morning to you. Oh, yeah. That's it. We're done. We'll get the tech guys to sort this out, okay? We'll get the tech guys to sort this out. And hopefully it'll be sorted out. But for today, I can't. Meantime, I wanted to give out some money. That will be till tomorrow then. I'm going to carry my purse till tomorrow so that I can give out the money tomorrow. Okay, apologies. Okay, let's try again. One last time. Let's try again. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yeah,
this one that we're trying again. This network is not good again. You said what? Oh, no. Okay. All right. So that's it. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Tomorrow we'll do something about this today now. Right now. We'll do something about it. Then tomorrow we'll give out the money. In the meantime, let me take one message from WhatsApp. Ned says, though there is a thin line between loyalty and patriotism, loyalty is often earned, but at the bottom line of patriotism, the good of majority of the people is sacrificially and selflessly under consideration. A sick or injured footballer, politician, for instance, declines a call-up or nomination for the good of the team and the country. That is patriotism. That's Ned saying that you have to put the country first ahead of your own personal interests. All right, Ned, thanks for sharing. Lagos, that's our show this morning, though. Tomorrow, let's talk about you. You. Are you a patriot? We're getting somewhere. We'll get to that place. On Wednesday, we'll wrap it up. Okay. I'm Sheriff Quadri on Twitter, Sheriff Quadri on Instagram. My page on Facebook is Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you on the other side. Tomorrow I'll be back at 5 a.m. Table Talk with Wemimo Adewune is next. Good morning to you.